Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat for April 16th, 2011. I'm Lisa, and joining me today are Steve, Bob, Chris, and Lauren. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
That was very perky tonight.
Yeah. Wow.
Surprise, given my head cold.
But seriously, you sound the same.
Good. I don't feel the same.
Okay.
Trust me.
All right. So we'll all be nice to Bob tonight. Did you hear that, Chris?
Yes. Okay. I'm on my best behavior.
Takes the fun out of everything.
It does. On today's show, we will be bringing you news from all around Disney, and we'll end the show with listener questions. Our first segment's going to be announcements. We'll head on into news and then hit our main show topic for today, which is going to be deluxe resorts. And okay, so announcements. I think we just have a couple. Steve, you have a real quick one?
I have my standard weekly announcement. Join us, Team Mouse Chat, October 1st over at Disney World. We're going to be doing the family 5K run. You can go to mousechat.net and you'll find a link there to our Facebook page where you can RSVP. And there's also a link to the Disney site where you can sign up for the actual race itself. And we have shirts. You can get a shirt. They're $20. The design is also over at mousechat.net. And just let us know the sizes, and we can ship that to you before the race, and then all profits go to Give Kids the World. And if you need to book a room, we have room specials that are better than the marathon specials over at pixievacations.com.
Very good. Do we have any more announcements? I think that's it on the announcements. News.
I still think free dining is coming out, though.
Do you know what, though? Have you been talking to these cast members who are telling you that you're not getting any free dining ever and it's not going to happen? Because that day I talked to, like, the most stern cast member ever who was like, there's never going to be free dining again for the rest of the year.
Yeah, but they mess with us all the time.
Well, yeah. They teased us about this a lot.
Yeah.
Do you think she was messing with me? She seemed like she really wanted to be my friend. I'm kind of...
I still think
so. Now we're putting out another rumor, and people are going to be like coming after us with pitchforks. Torches.
This is purely my gut.
I heard a lot of reports from cast members were saying that this was it. That there was no
more free
dining.
It may not come out until the fall. But I think we're going to get free dining.
I don't know.
But see, the whole point of free dining was to bring revenue and bodies into the park at a time that is traditionally slow for Disney, late summer, you know, early fall. Kids are back in school. It's hot as Hades in Florida. You know, late summer, nobody likes to go. Free dining was a great deal. And, you know, it's something that they traditionally offered, you know, for the last, I think, what, 5 years? So it is kind of a shock. I mean, I think we all were pretty surprised and disappointed that their big announcement for Friday was Shanghai. Not that Shanghai Disney isn't cool, but it's not what we were certainly hoping for, and I think what a lot of people were expecting. So
I still don't think that was the big announcement. I don't think there was an announcement at all, because we knew about that before Friday.
Yeah, everybody knew about that. Even like the regular news outlets, not just the Disney news outlets. Everybody knew that 3 days
ago. They're not good at keeping secrets. I mean,
right.
So.
But they're usually better than that, you know.
Well, I mean, if their intent, and Disney has said that, you know, all along that their intent is to, you know, cut back on discounts and get back to normal rates. Yes, back to rack, meaning back to rack rates, as they say, then maybe there won't be free dining.
Well, but answer, tell me this. Why would they have offered it for the UK? Because they've offered it for the UK from late August through the middle of November.
But they released, didn't they release a free dining offer earlier in the year for the US?
Yes, well, but they also had it released for the UK at that time.
And they haven't released anything for October, November, or December. There have been no discounts
I'm telling you, we're gonna get... I'm predicting.
Well, but don't forget that there was the whole discussion or the whole, I don't know, chit-chat about Disney did offer free dining for the fall, for the, you know, August, September months, at the end of last year. And so it was offered, and the story behind that is that they were trying to get their dedicated followers or guests or, you know, vacationers that know that you jump on free dining when it comes out, and then they're not going to offer it again. So they're supposed to be offering the good stuff, the good promotions, far in advance. And that's what they did with free dining for the fall this year. So I don't know if that's going to continue.
Yeah, but why did they offer it for the UK?
I don't know.
Well, but there are lots of now, deals that offer the UK
But historically, and somehow I am on a UK email list, so I usually get...
How does that happen?
I don't, and I have no idea how I did it. Somehow I got on it, but I get an email with the promotions, and generally, within 3 weeks or so, the U.S. gets the same offer.
Well, and also a lot of times, the Disney Chase, the Disney Visa reward card...
Right, it'll
holders,
come to that, and then it'll
they get
go
it
up.
First, and then to the public.
And there were a lot more, it seemed like... just from message boards and talking to people, it seemed like there were a lot more PIN codes for free dining offered.
See, I didn't think they gave that many out.
I don't know. I mean, it just, of
seems
course, everybody
like
who gets a PIN code.
PIN
yeah, everybody who gets a PIN code, of course, goes online and posts, I got a PIN code.
Yeah, but the PIN codes are also,
like
some of them are cheesy. Some of them are 10% off.
Well, some of them are, but it often seems like, too, they'll release a slew of these PIN codes and then some kind of an offer will come out. You know, like these people will be offered free dining on a PIN code and then you'll see free dining. So I don't know. I mean, maybe we all got, you know, I mean, to use a play on words, maybe we all got Shanghai'd.
You're so funny.
Yeah. You know, well, you know, that's why you keep me around. So bring a bit of levity. No, I mean, I think we were disappointed and we were counting on it. And to those on Disney message boards, we certainly appreciate that. you know, because it is ultimately, it is a rumor. I mean, we don't, you know.
Well, that's what we called it.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't characterize it as anything other than that. But
we had no inside skinny.
People
no.
do get really emotional over it. And I felt a little bad, you know, on Friday. I was like, oh, God, you know, it didn't come out. But, you know, hopefully we'll have better luck next time.
And hopefully there is something that's going to come out.
There
know,
is,
otherwise...
Bob. Be positive.
or I don't know. I mean, otherwise, I think those late summer, early fall bookings could be soft otherwise.
A lot of people are saying they won't go without some sort of discount. And I have a couple of clients who are like, well, if a discount doesn't come out, I can cancel, right? And I'm like, yes, you can. I'm hoping that something comes out, you know?
Right. I mean, while you like reminding them that they have that out, you don't want them to actually use it.
Right, exactly.
You got to go to Disney. It's the happiest place on earth. Okay, well, I have a little bit of news myself. Disney Cruise Line announced new itineraries and ports for 2012. And it'll be interesting. There was a lot of excitement and a lot of activity, especially around the New York port being announced. And they're offering 8-night Bahamian cruises out of New York. This will be beginning next month, end of the month. And they're going to have 20 cruises out of New York.
Woohoo!
Sorry. I knew you'd like that one. and so you're going to have your 8-night Bahamian, which is going to be 4 days at sea, but I enjoyed the time on the ship personally. If I took a cruise to nowhere, I'd be happy. That would do me just fine.
They're going to do those too. Aren't they going to have like 2-day cruise to nowhere out of New York?
2-day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So they're going to do the 2-night cruise to nowhere, which is just a weekend type thing for a quick getaway. They're going to have 5-night Canadian New England cruises. and that'll hit Halifax and St. John, New Brunswick. So that'll be good too. The Seattle sailings are going to be to Alaska. There's going to be a good number of those, and those are 7-night Alaskan cruises. There's also going to be a new port in Galveston and Texas, and those are 7-night Western Caribbean. Let's see. Those won't begin until the fall, though. Those will be later. This is interesting, I think. Los Angeles. Now, they already have the cruises going out of Los Angeles to the 7-night Mexican Riviera cruises. But the Disney Wonder is going to do its first time ever cruise to Hawaii. And that's going to be later next year. Well, not later next year, but it'll be April of next year. And it's a 15-night Hawaiian cruise out of Port of Los Angeles. And rumor has it that it sold out within hours.
It did. The cast member I talked to that day told me it sold out in 3 hours.
Yep. So it's nice that it's out there, but I'm just telling you for news sake, not for booking purposes, because you can't do it. I mean, you might be able to get something based on a cancellation.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like the hot item at Christmas. You want to eat it up even though you don't really want it. You want to get the good stuff while you can.
The New York Bohemian cruise actually stops at Disney World. So it goes to Port Canaveral, then you get on a bus, and then it includes tickets to Disney World, and then transportation back as well.
Have you heard?
It's a one-day park hopper, which is kind of cool. Make the most of your trip.
Have you heard anything about how well those New York cruises are selling? Because I've actually gotten quite a few questions about it, but I'm not sure about the availability. Because I know, like, for example, the Bahama cruise is only for 2 months. It's June and July, right? And it's only 8 cruises.
There's May 25th, June 22nd, July 20th, August 17th, and then June 2nd, 30th, July 28th, and August 25th. Bahamas, right?
Mm. Yeah, Bahamas.
Yeah. Okay, so they are all broken.
Okay.
Up.
So it's the whole summer. It's not just those 2 months then.
It's June, July, and August, basically.
Okay.
But it seems like it's every other week.
But, yeah, interesting news. I think I got a pretty good response. I was very impressed with all the people that wrote for requests for a quote out of New York, and they wanted to go.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of interest in the New York.
Yeah.
Well, it's so much nicer for them, you know, for the folks up there to be able to hop on a ship there instead of having to come either drive some god-awful length of time or to have to pay the extra expense to go on the plane to get to Port Canaveral.
Especially now with high fuel prices.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's nice. And again, I like that onboard time.
And normally, I mean, I'm not a fan of short cruises like 2-night cruises, only because I think as soon as you get on, you're getting off. But then again, I'm a past cruiser. So, but for people that have never been on a cruise and maybe don't know if it's for them or not, I think those are great. You know, they can kind of test the waters and see if they enjoy it or not. And then if they do, you know, maybe
I don't know if a 2-night is enough to really give you a taste. I think a 3-night is minimum, but a 4-night for a sample cruise, like a first time cruise, I think that's good. And if you decide you like it at that point, go ahead and do the, you know, 7-night or something. But 2 nights, I don't know.
That's a tease.
It is a tease. You don't even know where the restaurant is at that point because you're confused. Which way is forward and aft. And it takes you 2 days to learn the ship.
I guess you don't even get your full, you wouldn't get your full dining rotation either.
Mm-mm.
On a 2-night.
So, no.
It's a good taste. I think those will actually be pretty popular.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people have misconceptions about what cruising is all about. And no, cruising's not like me. I wouldn't enjoy it. It is
like
so
Chris.
Yeah, Chris. So why won't you go on a cruise?
I just feel like I like to move around and I like to have options, and the only option on a ship is just to stay on the ship. Not to mention the fact that, you know, bad things could happen, like hurricanes and stuff.
And they have railings.
And what? And the railings, yeah.
They have railings. Yeah, you don't like those.
No, I mean, I'm really not. I mean, ironically, you know, my father was a sailor. So, you know, maybe I should like the water more. I don't know. I love the water. I'm not a big boat person. But I'm going to try it someday.
Okay.
Only for the food, though, to be honest.
Really? I think you're really going to enjoy it.
I hope so.
And I would really like to be there when you go on your first cruise.
To share my special moment.
I would.
I think it should be a group cruise when Chris goes the first time.
Yeah, it's almost like a bachelorette party.
Yeah, we could do that, actually. Maybe we could get Bob to dress up like a cop.
No, something out of the Village Sun. People.
That's what goes on at the
sandwich sign. Okay. Well, I'm surprised you're not having me dress up like a lobster, Chris.
Well, you know, that's not a scampy enough outfit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy. I so saw that coming. Oh, boy.
See why I don't want to go on a boat? Now I don't really want to go with you people.
Oh, come on. That just made it interesting,
Chris.
Can't we
just leave Steve behind?
I mean, you got me dressed like a cop and Steve, you know, running around putting baby oil on. And, you know, Lauren's over there, you know, drugging
with the guinea pig.
Yeah.
Steve, okay, let's get back on topic.
The one thing this podcast has that other podcasts don't have, mildly salacious humor.
Oh, very
more than happy to throw in some bathroom jokes if you people need them.
Chris, I don't even know the meaning of the word salacious. Seriously,
okay.
I don't.
No, really?
Yeah, I don't.
Dirty.
Okay, can we move forward?
Yes.
Okay, I think that wraps up news.
I hope that wraps up news.
No, we have, again, here we are. We haven't even hit the main topic, and we're far into the show. Not as far as last week, though.
No.
Last week, we were done with the show.
That was bad. We just kept going and going. But, you know, we had fun, and hopefully everyone else had fun, too. All right. So
they got their hearts broken.
You know, but had they called us, you know, on Friday, they would have gotten free dining from us.
Yeah, right.
But that offer has passed.
Stop lying to people.
I'm just trying to cover our tracks.
Yeah, it was that 2-hour window.
Right, but the fact is no one called to ask about the free dining. So.
Right, and the perpetual mugs.
Right. It's one of those situations where we could have offered anything, and the fact that no one called gets us off the hook.
I offered pictures of Bob dressed up as a police officer.
People are going to demand delivery on that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on. Let's go to Deluxe Resorts.
Refurbs.
Oh, we still have more. I'm sorry, refurbs. We did talk about that. Okay, refurbs.
Well, that was a nice entrance.
Go, refurbs.
Okay, that was better. Park refurbishments. Tiki Room is still being refurbished till August 15th. Liberty Square Riverboat is going to be closed from May 2nd to May 25th. Star Tours remains closed. I believe it's opening May 19th. Primeval World is still closed. That's supposed to open on June 1st. And then there are some pool closures. The Coronado Springs has the Cabanas Leisure Pool. That's going to be closed April 20th to May 19th. Fort Wilderness Resort and Campgrounds Wilderness Swimming Pool will be closed May 2nd to June 10th. At the Polynesian, the Leisure Pool actually just reopened, so that one's not closed anymore. And at Port Orleans, the Magnolia, the Riverside, Magnolia Bend Leisure Pool is closing from April 25th to May 27th. And the last one is Saratoga Springs. The Paddock Leisure Pool will be closed November 28th, just past, to June 30th. It'll reopen. And that's it.
Okay.
Very exciting.
It is. Thank you. Okay. So now are we moving forward? Yes.
Okay.
I knew Bob was going to jump in with something really bad. So, okay.
No.
And we had a little bit of a dilemma trying to figure out if we're going to do deluxe resorts as well as deluxe villa resorts. And I think the villas, or I guess we all agreed that the villas deserve their own episode, their own podcast. So we're going to do just the deluxe resorts tonight. Let's start off with monorail resorts. I think these are just what people think of when they don't know any better and they think of a typical Disney resort. They probably think of the Contemporary or Polynesian or the Grand Floridian. So let's get started. Contemporary.
I think it's probably, in some ways, it's one of those resorts. The public areas are kind of the least inspiring, but the rooms are probably the nicest. The bathrooms are gorgeous. Huge sinks, walk-in showers, bathtubs, really nice tile. The storage areas are very, they're sort of modern and just really pretty. And the beds are nice and comfortable. When they refurnished the whole, that whole resort, they did an amazing job on the rooms.
I agree.
I agree.
Well, Lisa, you went, right? And I think Lauren went as well. Because originally, I thought I would never stay there. And Lisa, I think the same. And then after
I
she saw
the,
yeah, then after
Me
she
too.
Saw the rooms. Because you see the public areas, like Chris was saying, and they're just not that exciting. But the rooms
exciting.
Are really nice.
They are nice. I was definitely impressed with the rooms. They definitely are contemporary, but not in a hokey way. I think they were hokey before.
They were really hokey before. The designs were totally outdated on the, you know, the bedspreads and the rugs and everything. But now they're just gorgeous. They really are.
They are. And I could design my house like that. It's beautiful.
And I actually really, I like the public areas, but that's kind of unusual. I don't think most people like it. They think it's kind of cold looking. But I sort of feel like, you know, having the monorail going through, that's really cool. You know, there's just something very retro about it and kind of, you know, kind of Disney stuck in 1971 that I like about it. And they'll never change it. And it's just, I don't know, it's fun. And I love the Mary Blair mural that they have. I think I could.
Yeah.
That's gorgeous. So
I have to say that before we toured it in October, Lisa, I absolutely would have never wanted to, no desire at all to stay there, and I'm booked to stay there this year.
Yeah, and that
really
does say something.
I am. I am. I'm booked to stay there this year. That's where I want. Because I was so impressed with it and the rooms, I was like, wow, this is nothing like. I need to experience this hotel.
To me, the linens are the most tasteful on property.
You choose
on
them?
I was surprised.
I'm sorry.
Well, see, this is why you should leave the jokes to me.
Wait, Lisa,
that just fell.
I didn't hear
tumbleweed,
it.
Tumbleweed, you know.
Yeah.
No, that's part of the whole. You can have lunch on the monorail, isn't it?
It is.
Oh yeah. Well, and that's the other nice thing about the Contemporary is there's really good food there. I mean, you've got California Grill, you've got Chef Mickey's. The Wave isn't quite as good. You know, maybe give it time, it'll be better. But you have such easy access to food, and you could walk to the Magic Kingdom.
I'm still upset that they closed the steakhouse.
Yeah. Did anyone, was that really that popular?
I loved that steakhouse.
Huh.
That was like
Lauren knows her food.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, one of the nice things, too, about the Contemporary, you know, if you can't afford to stay in the main building, or you just can't get a room in the main building, you can get a room in the garden wing, which is just a short walk to the main building, and the rooms are the same style. You know, that they're done the exact same way as the rooms in the main building, and So you get all the benefits, really, and at a cheaper price.
Right. You do get a cheaper price, but you also lose a lot of noise because it can get very noisy, especially if you're over on the Chef Mickey side.
Very true. Right. Yeah. And so a lot of times people will say, well, you know, if you can get a higher floor, sometimes that helps.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I that song does get a little repetitive, I would imagine, if you're trying to sleep in.
Yeah.
The other thing is you can't beat that view. The view is extraordinary of the Magic Kingdom.
It is. It definitely is. And there's, you know, I'm not one to pay for a view, but if money were no object, it
oh my
is
God.
Fabulous.
I totally think it's worth it if you can swing it to get that view. That's just like a once in a lifetime. I'm going to do it at Big this week and get that view.
Yeah. And it is one of those, you know, once in a lifetime type things
mm-hmm.
where if you're going to do it, you know, if you're going to do Disney and you wanted to do it first class or you wanted to do it right, so to speak, you can't go wrong with that theme park view.
No.
No.
Sitting out on your balcony.
Bay Lake is nice too.
That's what I have. I think I have a view of Bay Lake.
Do you really?
But I don't think it compares.
Well, no, Bay Lake is nice.
It's nicer than the parking lot view at Animal Kingdom Lodge, but
that's a bad one.
Yeah, but
well, I mean, if you can get a room in the tower on a high floor, even better. You know, with a theme park view, especially if you have, you know, young kids, you don't have to stay in the park. You know, you can come back to the resort and go out on your balcony, turn your TV to the station that they pipe in the music for Wishes, and you can just watch the fireworks from your balcony.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Now, we talked about the monorail goes through the resort. It actually goes through it. A little bit of trivia on that is that the Contemporary is the first stop on your way from the Magic Kingdom. So if you're leaving the Magic Kingdom, first stop Contemporary Resort. And they did this on purpose and had the monorail go through the building because they wanted the people on the monorail to see how incredibly cool it was, and they would, and even for people that didn't stay at the other two resorts, the Polynesian and the Grand Floridian, because some people do just ride the monorail because it's fun and cool and have lunch, and but they purposely slow it down so that you can kind of ooh and ah at the resort and think, oh my gosh, I need to stay here next time. And it is an ooh and ah. I think it's great. It's so cool that it goes through there.
Can I just say that I have a weird ritual? To me, my vacation doesn't start until I go through the Contemporary on the monorail. I don't know why. That's just like our family thing that we do.
Hmm. You know what mine was growing up? I remember, and of course we used to, you know, when I was a kid, we used to drive. And we always had to take the ferry over. We never took the monorail, and as soon as that castle came into sight, it was like magic every time.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. Okay, what else can we say about the Contemporary?
I can't say anything bad about it.
Oh, it is a convention resort, but, you know, much like the Coronado Springs that we talked about last week, you know, you really shouldn't impact your vacation. I mean, you may see mm-hmm. convention people walking about, but they typically stick to their floor, and if you do see them, they're going to be heading off to their meetings and events at the same time you're heading to the park. So,
is that why it's so hard to book that place? Because I've had two quotes in the last couple of days for the Contemporary, and the availability is not there. This is for fall.
There's a lot of reasons why, I would say. There are a lot of reasons that you can't get the Contemporary, and part of it is convention. You've got your conventioneers going there. I think that it is the iconic Disney World resort.
Yeah.
It is convenient. It is on the monorail. It's got a lot going for it.
I don't think you can beat being able to walk back and forth to the Magic Kingdom. Like at night when everyone else is waiting on buses or on the monorail and you just have that little 10-minute walk back to your room. Mm-hmm. That's really ideal.
I'm looking forward to that.
I want to stay there right now.
It's good if you've got young children and stroller-age children where you don't have to deal with monorails or buses or, you know, you can just take your stroller from your resort, walk over to the park, and at the end of the day, your kids are tired, you just push them back to their room.
Yeah, you get in for extra magic hours, go back for lunchtime nap, and go back in the evening.
Yeah, the convenience on taking a break in the middle of the day is fantastic.
Yeah, and you don't have to wait on the bus and add that to the trip.
Now, getting into the deluxe resorts, you're also going to be able to have 5 people in a room plus 1 child under the age of 3 in a crib. So the rooms are bigger. They're typically, well, at the Contemporary, they're just under 400 square feet. You have queen beds in every room. This does have a day bed, a couch that converts into a twin size bed. And so you can get more people in there. And let's see. What about amenities? What about pools? Are the pools any good at Contemporary?
I've never found them to be great at the Contemporary. I think it's one of the weakest features at that resort, to be honest.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not bad by any means.
Now, can you use the DVC pool if you're staying in the main tower?
You cannot. No.
Okay.
Cannot. There are 3 pools, and there are 2 water splash zones for children. And what about a spa? I mean, it's a convention resort. Is there a spa?
At the Contemporary, there is not.
There is not. But
it's at the Grand.
Yes.
So you can jump over on the monorail and the resort monorail and take it over to the Grand.
Yes.
And use the spa facilities there.
What about a health club?
I believe there is.
There
at the Contemporary.
Is.
Yes.
Yep. But as far as the spa, did you know that you could get massage service?
Yes. Oh. I did. Well, my wife is a massage therapist, so yes. I did know that.
Okay, you lucky man.
No,
yes.
Kidding. And then this is a marina resort as well as a beach resort. But when they say it's a beach resort, that doesn't necessarily mean that you get to go swimming and splashing in the water. It's for sunbathing.
And in fact, bathing or swimming, entering that water is strictly prohibited and a very, very bad idea.
It's yucky.
It's terribly yucky. There's a good chance there's probably alligators in there.
And brain-eating amoebas.
Yes, there is an amoeba. Well, there is an amoeba in Florida in the summertime that is prevalent. And while rare, it can kill you if you ingest water or something. So.
Wow.
And it usually kills 1 or 2 people every summer. So,
that's a downer.
So obey the signs. You know, I don't think you're going to look at that water and say, "Ooh, that looks appealing."
But okay, how can they offer the water sports?
I wondered that too, actually.
Well, because the likelihood of first of all, a person, you actually have to ingest this amoeba. I mean, it has to enter your body through ingesting water. So the chance of that happening while you're on one of the mice craft, I think that's what they call those water.
Yeah, but don't they have water skiing?
They have wakeboarding.
Well, you ingesting that amount of water, and even if you did, I mean, this amoeba is very, very rare. I mean, you're talking about people, thousands of people every year on Florida's lakes, doing all kinds of water activities, swimming and whatnot. And, you know, 1 to 2 people every summer unfortunately, afflicted. So the odds of something happening.
Okay.
Very rare. So that's why I think they permit it.
Okay, and character dining, which is nice. Not all the resorts offer a character dining, and this one offers Chef Mickey, which is, it's got to be one of the most popular, top 2. I don't know if it's tied.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like to do that either at the beginning of their trip or as one of their last meal, if not one of their last meals before they leave.
Yeah. Okay, so let's stick with the monorail and head to the Polynesian. Who wants to say something nice about the Polynesian?
Oh, darn. Okay, I'll just have to wait then.
Chris, did you have something you wanted to say?
I like the Polynesian.
I like the Polynesian.
It's my least favorite resort. And when people want to book it, I have to bite my tongue.
Hmm. You know what? You just wait till we hit the Grand Floridian.
I like it. It's kind of like Animal Kingdom at night, but maybe not the same vibe. But it's, you know, it's got the tiki torches. It's got that nice kind of feel.
It's got great ambiance. Yeah. Talk about, you know, totally immersing yourself in the feel. Uh-huh.
Well, and the thing about the Polynesian is it has a lot of fans because it's been there since the park opened. And so you have all these people who stayed there as kids. Now they're taking their kids and so
That's
on.
Me.
To me, it looks like the Brady Bunch is staying there.
What's
it's
wrong
totally
with that?
Stuck in the early 70s.
It is.
Yeah, but
that's what makes it cool.
Well, but the contemporary looks like a toaster from the outside. But,
I
you
love
know,
the contemporary.
I mean,
bite your tongue.
you know, but. But I think it does very well. It does a very good job, I should say, of immersing people in the spirit of the islands. You know, which I think
that's true.
Love.
I'll give you that. You know. And the plants are gorgeous.
The islands in the '70s.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is too is the lobby is, you know, and for someone like me who sort of got spoiled by the lobbies at Wilderness Lodge and at Grand Floridian, I mean. The lobby
it is
lacking. So sad. It's so little.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though it's beautiful.
I love it, though.
Yeah, so did you go there when you were a kid?
I did.
There you go.
I did. I love it.
Well, see, I never went as a kid, but I have to say that, I mean, I think it would be pretty nice to stay there.
But I also love Hawaii. So I like that whole tiki torch.
I mean, I think that the flowers
Aloha
and the plants
feel.
Are beautiful, and at night they do light all those torches, and I think they still do the torch lighting ceremony at night there.
It's
just nice.
And the luau is nice to do.
And I love Ohana.
And Kona Cafe is a great place to eat.
Yep.
And it's also one of the only places where you can get a real cup of coffee on Disney property. You know, and you can get the good stuff, not that Nescafe stuff. You can actually get French press coffee there. You know,
at Ohana for dinner too.
I love Ohana for dinner.
Yeah, again, even though it's not character, dining. But yeah.
Don't they do character dining?
They do the breakfast
for breakfast. Yeah.
Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah. And you again, know what's interesting? I'm sorry, I'm jumping in.
Oh, that's fine.
The rooms at the Polynesian are bigger than at the Contemporary.
In the older buildings, or overall? I thought just the older buildings were bigger.
Overall. Standard rooms are 440 square feet.
Oh.
So they're 44 square feet larger than the Contemporary.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And they also sleep five.
Five plus
right.
a child.
Plus a child. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you can get a theme park view, which is nice.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I've got more did you knows. Did you know that you can get a two-bedroom suite there?
The King Kamehameha.
There you go.
Even the name is very 1970s. You know?
Oh, well, that's very Bobby Brady.
I know. I think exactly. Isn't that the name?
It is.
That's too funny.
Well, I think they're probably having fun with it, but...
Yeah, no,
I love that you know you can, you know, again you can get nice theme park views here. Not as up close and as nice as the Contemporary, but there's something about you know being able to look out, you know, at the Magic Kingdom and you know you can sit on the beach there and you know watch Wishes from mm-hmm. the beach and
still
they actually pipe in the music. You can actually see Cinderella Castle from the pool, from the main pool too, which is pretty cool. It's a zero entry pool. Nice design, and you know to just be able to lay in that pool and look out and see the castle at night changing colors. Mm-hmm. That's pretty nice, and see
nightlight.
The fireworks. You know, while you're in the pool. I mean, there's not many places you can do that. You know, so that is cool, and a great theme to that main pool. The volcano pool has an excellent theme with a cool water slide that goes. I believe through the volcano. You know.
And at this resort, I'm just going to throw this in. You've got two pools, and then you've got the one child play splashy zone.
The main pool, I will say, is very small. It was increased in size when they several years ago when they remodeled, but it still gets very, very cramped in there.
You know what else is great about these the monorail resorts is the electric water pageant.
I haven't seen that since I was a kid. That's on my hit list for this year.
It brings back memories because I did see that as a kid, and I remember seeing it as a kid. And I mean, it's the same. Yeah, I love it.
It's exactly the same as you remember.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The music, the lights, the everything. Love it. A couple of differences. We didn't mention room service and the Grand Floridian, not the Grand Floridian, the Contemporary and the Polynesian both offer, well, and of course the Contemporary and the Grand Floridian, but they do offer room service where it's very limited with other resorts where, you know, the values we talked, they had pizza delivery, they had very limited at the moderates. So, but you've got the room service here.
Club level. Oh.
Yeah, you do have club level.
Club level at all the deluxe resorts. That's not something you're going to see in values and moderates. So
and refrigerators.
And refrigerators, yep, standard.
Standard in the room. And what's interesting is there are no whirlpools at Polynesian.
No, there are heated jets in one section of that pool.
Yeah.
But it's not a whirlpool or not a hot tub.
Not a hot tub.
No, but you can still get 22 people in the hot tub at the Coronado. So.
No health club, no spa. But they have the Neverland Club.
They do. And I believe guests of the Polynesian can use the health club and spa at the Grand Floridian.
Yes. No one's going to tell them no. And again, they're going to have the sunbathing beach, marina access. What else? We talked about the restaurants. What did we say? We said Ohana and
Kona.
And the Polynesian Luau.
And the Luau. The
Ohana breakfast with Lilo and Stitch.
Yep. Not every room has a balcony, so that's kind of a bummer.
Right, and I think in some of the buildings, it's like it's weird. Like the, some of them I guess don't have them at all, or some of them only have them on one floor. Maybe it I forget. It's kind of a spread out. You know, all those buildings are separate, and they are kind of spread out. So, yeah. But yeah, you're not guaranteed a balcony there.
Okay, let's go to our third monorail resort, which is the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa.
Yay. And
boo. all right, Chris, go ahead and jump in. And I know Steve's kind of a fan, aren't you?
I'm a fan because I worked there for 3 or 4 years.
I actually, you know, and I thought about this earlier today because I realized that if I come out as a huge fan of the Grand Floridian, that people are going to think that I live in a house full of doilies and like 30 cats, which is totally not true because I don't have any doilies at all. I do, however, have a number of cats, but I just happen to like it. I think it's very airy and open and pretty, and I'm not crazy about some of the, you know, the floral bedspreads and all that. That's really not my taste, but I'm willing to put up with that because I think the rooms are, they're still beautiful. The bathrooms are pretty big, they're just, it's just a gorgeous resort. And so I'm just going to say this right here and now. I think it's my favorite.
See?
So do you like the theme or do you like the service or the restaurants or proximity?
I like the restaurants. I like the location. I like the theme. I do. You know what it reminds me of? The big summer houses up in, you know, on the beach up north is what it reminds me of. You know, it's just big and white and airy and, you know, and as I said, I'm not necessarily crazy about all the floral stuff, but there's not that much of it.
Yeah.
No. And I mean, even though it is the deluxe of the deluxe, it is, you know, the flagship resort of the Walt Disney World Resort. People sometimes have the mistaken impression that all you're going to see there is you know, uppity rich people walking through the lobby in khakis and polos, and
with sweaters tied around their shoulders, exactly.
And you know, and while you undoubtedly probably will see some of that, you mostly see just ordinary families having a good time on vacation. You know, the kids play in the pool just like everybody else, and
it's totally like any other resort. Yeah, it's not snobby at all.
I don't feel that though. When I go there, if you go there like to eat or you go there just to look around or anything, you do feel that edge to it.
See, I think that people go in anticipating that, and so they're going to feel that anyway. I've never felt that way anywhere I go, and because I just don't care, and I feel totally comfortable. And the cast members there are really good, I think. I mean, I think the cast members are good at pop, so I also think they're good at the Grand Floridian. I don't think there's really a huge difference, but I've never felt uncomfortable.
I've always felt like if you actually dropped a pin, everybody in the place would turn and look at you.
Well, no, because they'd be looking at one of my kids that are running around screaming. No, I'm totally.
So I need to go when you're there, so your kids distract them from me. There we go.
You know, a lot of times when I'm in the Magic Kingdom and it's just getting to be too much, I'll just hop on the monorail and go and sit in the lobby, and it's very comfortable. And you know, if you're lucky, you'll get to see someone getting their wedding pictures taken and stuff like that.
It's always
on the weekends.
And there's a piano player there.
And there's a band on the second floor.
It's just a nice place to get away and relax. I guess people should know that the main building is only club level.
Yeah.
So concierge level rooms.
That is a good point to make.
Yeah.
Called the Royal Palm Club. Yes. Again, the main building only contains club level rooms. The Royal Palm Club club level rooms. Those are the only rooms in the main building. All of the other standard rooms are going to be in outer lodges around the resort itself. And there is a second club level in an outer lodge called Sugarloaf that has the exact same offerings as in the main building, except you're not in the main building.
Because they just ran out of space.
Yeah, but the amenities are exactly the same. The club level offerings there, by the way, are supposed to be somewhat better than club level offerings at the other resorts.
Is this true, Steve?
Yeah, they've got up on the concierge level on the main building. They've got a real nice. They've got a kitchen, and they do, I guess, cordials and drinks.
A nicer spread, yeah. And I believe they do an afternoon tea service, which is not something they do at all the other resorts. So that's very cool. And the Grand Floridian was the backdrop for what famous Beach Boys video?
I thought you were going to go with Hulk Hogan.
No. Famous Beach Boys video was filmed.
Oh, I remember, and I can't think of it now.
You know, anything
Kokomo.
By the
Kokomo,
Beach
yeah.
Boys.
Kokomo,
yeah.
You got it. Yep, Beach Boys, Kokomo, and you can see, what's his name, from ER and from Full House, John...
Stamos.
And he's a huge Disney nerd, like major Disney park nerd.
He's playing in that video. I kept wanting to say John Leguizamo, and I knew that wasn't right.
And when I was there, they were filming Thunder in Paradise. And they would film like parts of the front desk with Hulk Hogan standing there, or they'd film different scenes. And then they built a fake bar over there where the new pool is. And they would have, you know, these scenes up at the bar. And then they had a boat that talked. It was kind of like Kit, the car. But they had this special boat, and they would go out and beat up the bad guys with their special boat. And they would film the boat out there on the lagoon.
Did you ever meet the teddy bear lady?
No.
Do you remember the doll and teddy bear festival?
I remember that used to come to the Contemporary.
Oh.
Yep.
I liked
that. What was the teddy bear lady?
So the teddy bear lady, and this just goes to show you how nice the cast members are there. The teddy bear lady is like an older lady, and she's really sweet. I've actually talked to her, and she'll make hilarious jokes. But anyway, she goes to the Contemporary, and she's got like a little duffel bag full of teddy bears, and she just sits and listens to the music because she and her husband used to come there and have dinner and stuff, and she's widowed, and sometimes she'll give teddy bears out to kids. That's why they call her the teddy bear lady. But the cast members are wonderful to her. They sit and they talk to her, and they're all friends with her, and I think, you know, that's very sweet that they sort of embrace this lady who, you know, needs to get out and needs to kind of you know, entertain herself. And,
yep.
You know, if they weren't friendly there, they wouldn't do that. And she's there all the time.
Yeah, going back to Bob's comment about that it's only concierge level. When I worked at the front desk, I can't tell you how many times people would check in and think that they had booked a room in the main building.
Oh.
Like 3, 4, or 5 times a day. Because the travel agent or Disney who booked them never explains to them that there are many buildings to the Grand Floridian. So they think they're booked in the main building. So it's a shock when they realize that they're not in the main building and they're in an outer building. And the outer buildings are nice. It's just like the Polynesian or the rest of the resorts.
Nice.
And they're around the pool or they're by the lagoon or they might have a Magic Kingdom view or be out by Narcoozies or by the marina. But, you know, you have to get back to the main building for the monorail or some of the restaurants. The only downside, and the majority of the rooms are in the outer buildings, the only downside is if it's pouring down rain, it's difficult to get from the outer buildings to the main building. And sometimes the bellman will run these trolley cars around, but trying to get that many people on a handful of these little trolley golf carts back to the main building is tough.
When you worked there, did you have to do the morning umbrella parade?
I didn't get to do any of these fun things. What's the morning umbrella parade?
That's when the housekeeping people and some of the people who work there come out when the ladies have the umbrellas.
Yeah, they have the umbrellas when they walk. Well, they do that when they go between building to building. They have their little umbrellas that they open up when they walk between the buildings.
Mm-hmm. It's cute. I love that resort.
Yeah.
It's a nice touch.
People are missing out.
The restaurants are really good. Narcoozies is great. It's right on the water. It's one of those places that you can see the fireworks from that people sometimes don't think about because they're always thinking about going to the Contemporary. The music is piped in there. Citrico's we ate at in December for the first time was really good.
Really excellent food there.
It was, and the service was impeccable.
Yeah, the service was perfect. They helped. Amber didn't like her meal, and they got her a, and usually they, and they noticed that she didn't, wasn't eating her meal, and they went ahead and got her something else, and it was really good.
And of course, the premier restaurant at, you know, Grand Floridian, Victoria and Albert's, you know, 5-star dining.
Our neighbors went there.
38?
Oh, yeah, it's one of, what, 38 5-star?
48, I think. Yeah, 5-star in the U.S. So that's, I mean, that says something right there.
Oh, one other thing that occurred to me just while we were talking about 5-star, one of the differences between the Grand Floridian and all of the other deluxe resorts, if this is a big deal to anyone, turn down service at night is standard at every single room at the Grand Floridian. You know, it is not standard at any other deluxe resort unless you are staying club level. But at the Grand Floridian, every room gets turned down service at night. So they'll come in and freshen your towels, empty your garbage, maybe leave you a couple of chocolates on your pillow. At all the other deluxe resorts or really any of the other resorts, if you want turned down service, you have to call and request it. And if someone is available, they will give it to you.
They don't guarantee it.
Right. So if that's a big deal.
And then the character meals, everyone raves about that restaurant for character meals, which I think is 1900 Park Fair.
Yeah, I'm eating there this trip too.
Yeah, good food there. I've eaten there. That is a great breakfast.
Okay, I'm going to run through some more of my silly statistics and amenities. Grand Floridian, 2 pools. They do have the full service spa and health club. They do have the children's activity center. What's that one called? Chris, you've got to know.
You know what? I don't know because my child actually prefers the Neverland Club over in the Polynesian, ironically.
It's the Mouseketeer Club.
Is it? Okay.
Now, the Contemporary doesn't have a kids club.
Nope.
Which is interesting.
You just lock them in your room there. That's fine.
Okay. They do have the beach and the marina. And all these resorts do have an arcade. There's shopping, lounges, bar areas, so you're going to find those at all the deluxe resorts. Lots of recreation, whether it's just jogging trails or water sports. Some offer fishing. But you do have your character dining. You also have your tea. You have afternoon tea, and then you have princess tea. And then there's one more. There's, the Mad Hatter, the tea party. Tea with Alice. So you've got a couple of options there. Okay, so I think next.
Wilderness Lodge.
Yep, Wilderness Lodge. Let's hit the Wilderness Lodge because even though it's not on the monorail, it is very close to the Magic Kingdom, and so I still kind of consider it a Magic Kingdom monorail resort. I don't think I can get away with that, but that's what I'm going to call it. So, okay, I love it, personally. One of my favorite resorts. It has just such a warm, cozy, homey feeling. I feel so comfortable there. And I can't say enough about it.
Yeah, I think
just really can't.
For Christmas, it's like one of the number one resorts that you want to stay at.
I'd say that and Grand Floridian for Christmas time are probably the nicest resorts, or at least two of the nicest resorts, just the way they're done. But yeah, I mean, I suppose if you live in like Washington State or Oregon or you know, Montana, this kind of theming of the Wilderness Lodge wouldn't appeal to you so much, but I love it.
I did have a client say, you know, I was recommending the Wilderness Lodge and they wanted a description and I explained and it's so homey and cozy. And they said, no, that's where I do live. And I don't want to feel like I'm at home. I want to feel like I'm at vacation, you know, on vacation. And so he ended up at the Contemporary and you certainly feel like you're on vacation there.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I mean, it's not for everybody, but, it is very impressive, I think, from the moment you walk in. A lot of times, especially in cold weather, you know, they'll have the roaring fireplace and huge ceilings and you know, just amazing architecture and
so much attention to detail.
Yeah, the
totem poles.
You know, the architect that
the fireplace.
Wilderness Lodge also designed Animal Kingdom, so they share a lot of the same. Feel and design there. The geysers outside.
Yeah, the geyser's kind of cool.
You know, and the geyser is actually computer controlled, so it actually calculates wind direction and speed so that when it goes off, it does not end up blowing water into guest rooms. Very, very cool, because that was an added feature, because when they initially opened, it didn't have that, and guests would leave their balcony doors open and water would get inside. So pretty neat. So yeah, you see the geyser going off there. You really do feel like you're in the wilderness. Lots of trees and things right on Bay Lake. You know, I think it's just, I think for a lot of people, you're going to walk in and you're going to go, wow. When you see everything.
Yeah, the lobby definitely has that wow effect. And then the pool area is really, really nice out by the geyser. And it's also right there, like you were saying, on the lake. And it's nice to take the boat to the Magic Kingdom. So that's a nice way to get over to the Magic Kingdom, kind of take the leisure boat ride over there.
You can also take a boat over to the Contemporary and get on the monorail if you want to do that. Or if you're going to the Contemporary for dinner, let's say, you know, easy access there.
Then you have Artist Point, which is a really good restaurant.
And a lot of interesting, like game meat.
Yeah, you know, so they like have buffalo and things like that on the menu. Yeah. And then Lisa's favorite, Whispering Canyon.
Woohoo! I love Whispering Canyon.
I like it. I don't know why you knock.
I don't like the ribs. The ribs are no good. The ribs need help.
I've heard the atmosphere is a lot of fun. I mean,
yeah, that's the whole draw.
The cast members play around with you and stuff, and I hear the portions are pretty generous.
Oh yeah, they just keep bringing it
family style.
Yeah. Okay. See, I don't go there for the food. I go there for the entertainment.
Go there to get abused.
I do. It's fun.
They also do from what I'm told tours of the resort. On certain days, and they'll tell you, they have Ranger Stan who will lead you on tours of the resort and tell you interesting facts and things. And supposedly, too, there when you walk in, there is a little totem sculpture of, I forget what that bear's name, Humphrey the Bear, and I think Donald and Mickey and Goofy on top of him, like on his shoulders, and supposedly if you rub Humphrey's nose at the start of your trip, you're supposed to have good fortune.
Ooh. Yeah, that's over by the Mercantile.
Right. So you can do that. And I think they have a kids club at the Wilderness Lodge as well.
Cubs Den. Oh, you know, you were talking about the tour. They also have, if you ask at the front desk, they have like a hidden Mickey scavenger hunt.
Ah.
And so you can get a sheet and it'll give you clues. And you have to go around and find all kinds of hidden Mickeys. And that's fun for kids of all ages. But we're going back to the smaller rooms. The two lodges, Animal Kingdom Lodge and the Wilderness Lodge, they're the smallest deluxe rooms, and they accommodate only 4 plus a child under the age of 3.
But they're also generally a little bit less expensive.
They are. They are. They come in at 340 square feet. You've got your queen beds and you still have your fridge, and you know, it's still a very nice room. Great theming. You just don't have a couch. Instead of a couch, you're going to have, 2 chairs and a table and then your armoire, but your bathroom is still very good sized.
Do they still have the bunk beds?
You can get bunk beds. Yes. And I think that's great when you've got maybe teenagers or a boy-girl situation where you don't want, or the kids don't want to sleep in the same bed, get a bunk bed. So you've got one queen and then a set of bunk beds, which are twins. And that works out very nicely. Well, you know what? We're going to wrap it up right here. We're going to end with the monorail resorts. We only hit 4 of them, but, you know, it does take longer than we expect. But next time, we're going to talk about the rest of the deluxe resorts and finish off the topic. So, as usual, you can download our shows at mousechat.net and also from iTunes. Please send any of your comments or questions to comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next week on Mouse Chat.